How do I deal with the mind which loves someone who doesn't love back? The heart, mind, and the brain are very hard to function normally. The thought of their suffering is overwhelming in the entire of their daily routines. Again, I'm not really the best person. It's because my cut your losses and forget it. Not very romantic. It's just, why bother? But that's a monk's answer. It's not very touchy-feely. But I think it's helpful to have a perspective that sense of, what do we invest in? What do we hope for? What do we want? And what are we giving our time and our energy to? It's really important. These are important questions to be asking ourselves, whether it's in the relationship realm or whether it's in the realm of career or whether it's a realm of what we actually, what we do, what are we, what is, what's important to us? So those are important questions to be asking and clarifying. Is that it's one of the things that the Buddha, there's 10 reflections or that we're for monastics that we're supposed to be recollecting on a regular basis, and one of them is, the days and nights are relentlessly passing. How well am I spending my time? And that's it's a really important question in terms of, who, what am I doing? Who am I associating with? What things am I doing? And is it actually nourishing me? And it's not a selfish obsession. And sort of, it's a very practical way to live as a human being, and then be a benefit to oneself, so that one can be a benefit to others as well.